Welcome to Zikud Daf Siman Ram Goldai and their Maseches Gittin Daf Samach, the fifth parak Hanizokin. The Zikud Maseches Gittin program has been generously sponsored by Zeicher Nishmas Chaya Hadas Basender. So the three we're going to focus on number one, Rabba and Rabbi Yosef both said, Hai Sefer Avtarta, this book of Haftarahs, in which only portions of Navi, not whole volumes, are written. Asigul Mikra Beba Shabbos, it's forbidden to read from on Shabbos for the Haftarah reading, Dilo Nitin Likasev, because the Torah is not meant to be written in portions and cannot be read from text written improperly. Marbar Rav Ashi added that it's muks on Shabbos since it cannot be read from. However, the Gemara rejects both rulings because we find that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish learn from a Sefer of Agada on Shabbos even though it's forbidden to record Torah Shabbat Peh, as we'll see in the third point. This proves that Kevin Dolo Efsher, since it was impossible to continue not to record Torah Shabbat Peh because it would be lost, they applied the principle Eitz La'asos L'Hashem Eferu Serosecha. When it's time to act for Hashem, they nullified your Torah. Abaya asked Rava, Mahu Likto Megillah Latino Klishamid Ba, what's the halacha regarding writing a scroll containing a portion of the Torah for a child to be taught from? He explains how the question is pertinent according to both opinions of how the Torah was given, as we'll see in the second point. Rava answered that it may not be written, and the Gemara later concludes it's a machlokas tanaim. Point number two, Rabbi Yochanan said in Rabbi Bana'a's name, Torah Megillah Megillah Nitna, the Torah was given scroll by scroll, as it says, Azamarti hine basi, then I said, behold, I have come, but Megillah Sefer Kasav Olai, but in a scroll of the book, it is written about me, referring to a section of the Torah. Reish Lakish says the Torah was chasuma nitna, given as a complete unit, as it says, Lekoch Sefer Torah Hazos, take this book of the Torah. Rabbi Yochanan can explain that this pasuk is describing the Torah after it was joined together as a single unit. Reish Lakish, who holds the Torah was given as one complete sefer, explains Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk to call a Torah kula ikre megillah because the entire Torah is referred to as a scroll, which he demonstrates from a pasuk. Alternatively, he answers based on Rabbi Levi's statement, Shmona parshios nemru b'yom shehukbo ha-mishkan. Eight parshios were said the day that the Mishkan was erected because they were necessary for halakos of the Mishkan. They were written on scrolls at the time, and when the Torah was written, the gaps between them were filled. Therefore, the entire Torah is called scrolls. And point number three, Rabbi Yehuda bar Nachmani Darshan, it's written, Ksav v'cho esed dvarim ha'ela, write for yourself these words, implying they must be written. But it says in the same pasuk, Ki al pi advarim ha'ela, for on the basis of these words, implying that they are given orally, al pi, meaning by mouth. This teaches, Dvarim shebiksav i'yata rashai la'omron al peh, words given in writing, meaning Tanakh, you're not permitted to transmit orally. Dvarim shebal peh, yata rasha la'omron b'ksav. Words given orally, Torah shebal peh, you are not permitted to transmit in writing. Rabbi Yochanan darshan from this pasuk, L'karas HaKadosh Baruch Hu bris in Yisrael el bishvil dvarim shebal peh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only established a covenant with Yisrael for the sake of the oral Torah, as it says, Ki al pi hadvarim ha'ela. For on the basis of these words, Karati itcha bris v'es Yisrael, I establish a covenant with you, Moshe, and with Yisrael. So once again, the three points are number one. Rabba and Rabbi Yosef both said, Hai Sefer Avtarta, this book of Avtaras, in which only portions of Navi, not whole volumes, are written, Asur L'mikre Beba Shabbos, is forbidden to read from on Shabbos for the Avtar reading, Dola Nitin L'kasev, because the Torah is not meant to be written in portions and cannot be read from text written improperly. Marbar Rav Ashi added that it's muks on Shabbos since it cannot be read from. However, the Gemara rejects both rulings because we find that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish learn from a Sefer of Agada on Shabbos even though it's forbidden to record Torah Shabbat Peh, as we'll see in the third point. This proves that Kevin Dolo Efsher, since it was impossible to continue not to record Torah Shabbat Peh because it would be lost, they applied the principle Eitz La'asos L'Hashem Eferu Serosecha. When it's time to act for Hashem, they nullified your Torah. Abaya asked Rava, Mahu Likto Megillah Latino Klishamid Ba, what's the halacha regarding writing a scroll containing a portion of the Torah for a child to be taught from? He explains how the question is pertinent according to both opinions of how the Torah was given, as we'll see in the second point. Rava answered that it may not be written, and the Gemara later concludes it's a machlokas tanaim. Point number two, Rabbi Yochanan said in Rabbi Bana'a's name, Torah Megillah Megillah Nitna, the Torah was given scroll by scroll, as it says, Azamarti hine basi, then I said, behold, I have come, but Megillah Sefer Kasav Olai, but in a scroll of the book, it is written about me, referring to a section of the Torah. Reish Lakish says the Torah was chasuma nitna, given as a complete unit, as it says, Lekoch Sefer Torah Hazos, take this book of the Torah. Rabbi Yochanan can explain that this pasuk is describing the Torah after it was joined together as a single unit. Reish Lakish, who holds the Torah was given as one complete sefer, explains Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk to call a Torah kula ikre megillah because the entire Torah is referred to as a scroll, which he demonstrates from a pasuk. Alternatively, he answers based on Rabbi Levi's statement, Shmona parshios nemru b'yom shehukbo ha-mishkan. Eight parshios were said the day that the Mishkan was erected because they were necessary for halakos of the Mishkan. They were written on scrolls at the time, and when the Torah was written, the gaps between them were filled. Therefore, the entire Torah is called scrolls. And point number three, Rabbi Yehuda bar Nachmani Darshan, it's written, Ksav Bokho Asad Varim Ha'ela, write for yourself these words, implying they must be written. But it says in the same pasuk, Ki Al Pi Advarim Ha'ela, for on the basis of these words, implying that they are given orally, Al Pi, meaning by mouth. This teaches, Dvarim Shebeksav Yiyatam Rashai La'omron Al Pe, words given in writing, meaning Tanakh, you're not permitted to transmit orally. Dvarim Shebal Pe, Yiyatam Rashai La'omron Beksav, words given orally, Tor Shebal Pe, you are not permitted to transmit in writing. Rabbi Yochanan Darshan from this pasuk, Olkaras HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bris in Yisrael El Bishvil Dvarim Shebal Pe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only established a covenant with Yisrael for the sake of the oral Torah, as it says, Ki Al Pi HaDvarim Ha'ela, for on the basis of these words, Karati Itcha Bris Ves Yisrael, I establish a covenant with you, Moshe, and with Yisrael. All right, so now we go to our Simur Daf Samach, and this one was suggested to us by Eli Tabari from Texas and by Joe Mann from New Jersey. They both suggested that Samach is a smiley face, and we use smiley face stickers. So here goes. The child who earned a green smiley face sticker for winning from a Sefer of Haftaras on Shabbos, and another one for his project depicting the opinion that the Torah was given scroll by scroll, started to daydream of a talking smiley face giving over Torah Shebal Peh orally. Once again, slow motion. The child who earned a green smiley face sticker, that must be more in Daf Samach. The child who earned a green smiley face sticker for winning from a Sefer of Haftaras on Shabbos, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses reading from a Sefer of Haftaras and the question regarding writing a scroll containing a portion of the Torah for a child to be taught from. So, the child who earned a green smiley face sticker for winning from a Sefer of Haftaras on Shabbos, and another one for his project depicting the opinion that the Torah was given scroll by scroll, which reminds us we have a machlokes if the Torah was given Megillah, scroll by scroll, or Chasumor, or as a complete unit. So, the child who earned a green smiley face sticker for winning from a Sefer of Haftaras on Shabbos, and another one for his project depicting the opinion that the Torah was given scroll by scroll, started to daydream of a talking smiley face sticker giving over Torah Shabbat Peh orally, which reminds us, Rabbi Yehuda bar Nachmani Darshan, it's written, Ksav Bokho Asad Varim Ha'ela, write for yourself these words, implying they must be written. But it says in the same pasuk, Ki Al Pi HaDvarim Ha'ela, for on the basis of these words, implying that they are given orally, Al Pi meaning by mouth. This teaches that words that are given in writing, meaning Tanakh, you're not permitted to transmit orally, and words given orally, Tor Shebal Peh, you're not permitted to transmit in writing. So once again, the child who earned a green smiley face sticker for learning from a Sefer of Haftaras on Shabbos, and another one for his project depicting the opinion that the Torah was given scroll by scroll, started to daydream of a talking smiley face sticker giving over Torah Shebal Peh orally. All right, so now it's time for four blot back Chazara. Daf Nun Vav. So the Zimmer Daf Nun Vav is a Shusher and Shul going nu nu. So here goes. The Shusher and Shul, that must be more in Daf Nun Vav. The Shusher and Shul on Tisha B'Av, who shushed everybody with his long green finger so they could carefully listen to the story of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa, which reminds us the following three blot discuss the Churban of Bayis Sheni in detail, beginning with the story of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa. So the Shusher and Shul on Tisha B'Av, who shushed everybody with his long green finger so they could carefully listen to the story of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa, and then hear the Shir on Rabbi Yochanan's three requests from Vespasian, which reminds us, Gemara brings a background behind Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's three requests of Vespasian of Tenli Yavne V'Chacham Echa, grant me Yavne and its sages to be spared, the line of Rabbi Gamliel, the eventual Nasi from David's line, and doctors secure Rabbi Tzadok from his years of fasting. Rabbi Yosef or Rabbi Kiva declared about him, Hashem turns wise men backwards and makes their intelligent foolish. He should have said to leave them this time and spare Yerushalayim. The more explains Rabbi Yochanan was afraid that Vespasian would not grant him anything. So the Shusher and Shul on Tisha B'Av, who shushed everybody with his long green finger so they could carefully listen to the story of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa, and then hear the Shir on Rabbi Yochanan's three requests from Vespasian, was complimented by the rabbi, who said that the shush's shush was so loud it would have stopped the gnat picking away at Titus's brain, which reminds us, the Gemara describes what occurred when Titus was sent in Vespasian's place. He did despicable things in the Kodesh Kodashim and was eventually punished by the tiny gnat who entered his nose and picked at his brain for 7 years. Once he passed a smith hammering and the gnat stopped. For the next 3 days, he had a smith banging in his presence until the gnat became accustomed to the sound and returned. The Gemara describes its great size when Titus died. All right, so now we go to a Simur Daf Nun Zayin, and our standard simon is a nose, and we often use a puppet with a long nose. So here goes. The puppet show on the Churban featured a convert pulling three green puppets with long noses. Puppets with long noses? That must be more in Daf Nun Zayin. The puppet show on the Churban featured a convert pulling three green puppets with long noses out of graves, which reminds the Gemara relates how Uncas raised his uncle Titus, Bilam, and a Jewish sinner from the dead, and asked if he should convert, and their various responses. So the puppet show on the Churban featured a convert pulling three green puppets with long noses out of graves, who then suspended them over what looked like boiling blood, which reminds us, the Gemara relates what happened when Nebuzaradan, Nebuchadnezzar's general, found the blood of Zechariah bubbling on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash. So the puppet show on the Churban featured a convert pulling three green puppets with long noses out of graves, who then suspended them over what looked like boiling blood, just as a righteous mother holding a picture of her seven sons jumped off her rooftop. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings the incident of the woman and her seven sons who were brought before Caesar and refused to worship an idol. Daf Nun Ches. So the Simmer Daf Nun Ches is Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. So here goes. The zoo at the Green Cage. Zoo at the Green Cage. That must be one Daf Nun Ches. Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. The zoo at the Green Cage containing a very sad brother and sister who were slaves. Which reminds us, the Gemara relates the tragic story of Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha's beautiful son and daughter who were taken as slaves and brought together. So, the zoo at the Green Cage containing a very sad brother and sister who were slaves, which was purchased from a Sikrikron and then from Noah Goldberg, the owner, who voluntarily wrote the buyer Ashtar, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Nunhei Amud Beis taught that initially one who bought land from a Sikrikron and then purchased it from the owner in an effort to have the owner legitimize the sale from the Sikrikron, the sale is void and the land must be returned. Rav says, the only taught is where the owner told the purchaser, go make a chazaka and acquire it, of a Ashtar Kana, but if the owner gave him a document of sale, he acquires it. Rashi explains that the owner's voluntarily writing a shtar indicates his sincere agreement to the sale. Shmuel says, "Af b'shtar namul kan." Even with the document, he doesn't acquire it ad sheyichtov lo achrayis, unless he writes for the purchaser that he accepts responsibility to compensate him if the owner's creditor collects it. So the zoo at the Green Cage containing a very sad brother and sister who were slaves, which was purchased from a Sikrikron and then from Noah Goldberg, the owner, who voluntarily wrote the buyer a shtar, was returned to Noah Goldberg when he was informed that the law of Sikrikron does not apply when the land is stolen without cause. Which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Nunhei Amud Beis taught that a later court ruled that one who purchases land which remained with the Sikrikron for 12 months pays one quarter to the owner and may keep the land. A brisa qualifies as haba machmas chov if an idolater comes to seize a Jew's land as payment for a debt, machmas amparus, or a seizure without any cause, embo mishum Sikrikron. The law of Sikrikron does not apply. Rather, the land is returned to the owner for free. Daf Nun Tes. So the similar Daf Nun Tes is a knight. So here goes. The knight, knight. That must be warned off. Nun Tes. The knight who purchased shining green armor from a sharp six-year-old, which reminds us, the Gemara records three opinions about the minimum age for children's transactions to be valid between 6 and 10 years old, and says there's no disagreement, kol chad v'chad lifei churfei, every child according to his sharpness. So, the knight who purchased shining green armor from a sharp six-year-old was a Kohen and insisted on getting the first aliyah, mifnei darkei shalom, which reminds us, the next Mishnah lists numerous laws enacted to promote harmony. The first is Kohen Korah Rishon. A Kohen reads first from the Torah, V'achrav Levi, V'achrav Yisrael, and after him a Levi, and after him a Yisrael, b'fnei darkei shalom, to promote harmony. Several Amoraim offer sources for this order, and a brisa darshans relating to a Kohen, v'kidashto, and you shall sanctify him, v'kol davar shebekedusha, for every matter of kedusha, to open a gathering by speaking first, to make a bracha first at a meal, and to take her preferred portion of food first. So, the knight who purchased shining green armor from a sharp six-year-old was a Kohen, and insisted on getting the first aliyah, b'fnei darkei shalom, and got the second aliyah too, because there was no Levi in Shul, which reminds us, Abai had a tradition regarding the procedure when a Kohen or Levi is not present. If there's no Levi, a Kohen reads in his place. Alright, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff to read the story of Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha's beautiful son and daughter who are bought as slaves and brought together? That's on Daf Nun Ches. Good. Number 2. Which stuff to read about Nebuzaradan discovering the blood of Zechariah on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash? That's on Daf Nun Zion. Good. Number 3. Which stuff they learn about Titus's wickedness and being tormented by the gnat picking away at his brain? That's on Daf Nun Vav. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do the discussion about reading from a Sefer of Haftaras and the question about writing a portion of the Torah for a child to learn from? That's on Daf Samach. Good. Number 5. Which stuff they learn about the purchases and sales of Paotos, young children? That's on Daf Nun Tes. Good. Number 6. Which daf with Malchokas whether the Torah was given Megillah Megillah or Chasuma as a complete unit? That's on Daf Samach. Good. Number 7. Which daf with a question whether one is believed when he claims his friend's Tahor items became Tame or his carbon became Pigal? That's on Daf Nandal. Good number 8. Which did they learn about the procedure for aliyahs when a kohen or levi is not present? That's on Daf. Nun test. Good number 9. Which did they learn that the Torah that was given over orally is not permitted to be written down? That's on Daf. Samach. Good. And number 10. Which Daf do we have the story of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa? That's on Daf. Nun Vav. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.